Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. It used to be called Eagle Gate Tower, but the building at 60 South Temple has been renamed the World Trade Center at City Creek. What exactly is the World Trade Center Utah? Today on the program, we're going to hear more about the nonprofit and about the potential for Utah companies working in a global marketplace. And joining me in the studio now is Lou Kramer. He is the founding president and CEO of World Trade Center Utah. Lou, good morning. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Jennifer. Delighted to be here.
If you've got questions about why Utah has a World Trade Center and what the potential is for Utah companies, give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255, or you can send email to cityviews@kcpw.org. Lou, what exactly do you do? Explain the mission, the goals of the World Trade Center Utah.
Our main goal, Jennifer, is to take Utah companies into the international marketplace successfully and profitably. We are a nonprofit, and our job is to take the 3,500 companies that are already exporting in Utah and expand that number. In short, we are to educate, motivate, and facilitate international trade for our great state.
I understand you've been in business since 2006 and that you said 3,500 Utah businesses are already out in that global marketplace. Right. Over 1,000 have been involved in seminars and events that you have sponsored. What are the tangible results that you've seen since 2006? How has this global market grown?
For Utah, it's been an exciting story. Since 2006, we have tripled exports from this state. In fact, Utah is leading the nation in international export growth for the last 5 years. President Obama has a goal, as does Governor Herbert, to double exports in the next 5 years because of the job creation that will manifest. And Utah has already done that over the last 5 years, and hence we've had a lot of visitors from around the world come here and said, "What's your secret? Why is this working?" And that's the unprecedented partnerships that Governor Herbert is urging us to have with GOED, the Governor's Office of Economic Development, the Chambers of Commerce, the Small Business Administration, and others.
There was a letter to the editor in the Salt Lake Tribune over the weekend that asked why call it the World Trade Center. In that name, it was somehow disrespectful to, you know, the horrors that happened on 9/11. So why use the name World Trade Center, do you think?
Well, we're one of 331 World Trade Centers around the world, so this is nothing new. Most major cities in the world have a World Trade Center. The largest building in Beijing is the World Trade Center Beijing, or in Abu Dhabi, or in Rio de Janeiro. And our hope is that we are showing that the terrorists didn't win. We're out there to show that prosperity comes and peace comes through trade. And this enhanced trade has had that happen. And I'm as sympathetic as anyone to that. I was in New York on that horrible day. I was at the World Trade Center. I saw this kind of tragedy take place. And many of us sitting there said, this will not stand. And as you know, New Yorkers have rebuilt the World Trade Center in the process of doing that. And there are, as I say, hundreds of World Trade Centers around the world. And given our incredible export growth here in Utah, it certainly justifies people knowing Utah is open for international business.
Hmm. Speaking with Lou Kramer, he's the founding president and CEO of the World Trade Center Utah. And if you'd like to join us, if you have questions or comments about the global marketplace and Utah companies trying to horn in on the global marketplace, give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. You mentioned 3,500 Utah businesses are out there. What kinds of goods and services are Utah companies exporting?
It's an exciting range and diversity of products. Number one, for the last 100 years, maybe for the next 100, has been primary metals. So we've had gold, copper, molybdenum, those kinds of things. But the number two area of export growth has been in the high-tech products, medical devices, IT, computer chips. IM Flash, for example, down at Thanksgiving Point. Some months it ships a couple $100 million worth of chips around the world. In fact, our commodity exports last year almost topped $19 billion. And for a small state of 3 million people without a seaport, that's phenomenal per capita involvement in international trade. And that directly translates into jobs, higher paying, longer lasting, higher skilled jobs in the state of Utah. The Department of Commerce estimates over 100,000 jobs are directly related to exports in the state.
Hmm. Where in the world are Utah products going? I mean, are there certain markets that work well and others that are kind of falling flat?
Great question. And it varies, of course, depending on the economic uncertainties of this global economy we're in. 95% of the world's customers are outside of the United States. Utahns seem to find Europe still is the number one destination for lots of reasons, but number two is Greater China. So we've been under Governor Huntsman's leadership, under Governor Herbert's very strong international trade warriorship. We have really expanded our work in Asia. In fact, we're doing a trade mission next week to Korea and Japan, led by the Governor's Office of Economic Development. We'll be doing one into Indonesia in September. So we're taking advantage of the fact, as Goldman Sachs recently said, in the next decade, 60% of the world's economic growth is going to be outside of North America, Japan, and Europe. So that's where the real opportunities are in the emerging markets. And Utah's got some wonderful links in that marketplace.
You mentioned Utah's inroads into Europe and into China. But with all, you know, all the economic crisis in Europe, we hear about slow growth in China, lots of turmoil in the Middle East right now. Is now really a good time for Utah businesses to start exploring beyond the borders? I mean, is it a good time? Is there ever a good time?
It's always a good time to go international, given the fact, as we said, 95% of the growth, the customers are outside there. We see that people want to trade, and if you're doing business together, you're much less likely to start a war because you've got commercial and economic ties that bind each other. And even in the marketplace, Utah products, U.S. products are in demand. Therefore, exports continue to be an area of growth. And we are here to help, together with our partners at the U.S. Commercial Service, the Governor's Office of Economic Development, and our other unprecedented partners here in the state to give you information about where it makes sense to sell your product. And so we'd really welcome you stopping by our new offices at the World Trade Center at City Creek to meet our partners.
You mentioned that you are in the same building as USTAR, the Governor's Office of Economic Development, the Office of Energy Development. Why concentrate all of these groups in one place? And how is what World Trade Center Utah do? How is that distinguished between these other groups that seem to be doing something very similar?
It's a great question. And, you know, most customers, clients don't care who's helping them. They just want an answer. And if they come to the World Trade Center and ask me a question about energy development, I'd say, Samantha Julian is the state's expert on it. She's right down the hall. Let's go meet Samantha. Same with the Governor's Office of Economic Development. We co-host seminars. In fact, on Thursday, we're having a special seminar on doing business in Saudi Arabia. We had one last week with doing business in the Middle East. We have all kinds of opportunities, and using these various partners, we're able to get the word out. USTAR, in fact, is an example. If it's technology today, it's international. And as you know, the University of Utah leads the nation in commercialization of products. Where are those being sold? Many, many of them have an international strategy because that's where the sale opportunities are. And with the internet, you know, you are in the international marketplace, whether you want it or not. We're also close, being downtown, close to the banking centers, to the educational institutions and our other partners that are critical to make international trade work.
So you said that Utah companies are high in exporting metals, in high-tech products. What sort of growth potential do you see for Utah companies over the next 5 years? I mean, are there other sectors besides these kind of powerhouse metals,
sure,
high-techs? What else is out there, and what is the potential?
Interestingly enough, agriculture continues to be a mainstay of what we're doing. We are shipping alfalfa to Saudi Arabia by aircraft. We don't get credit for the products that go to Utah and then are shipped out of a port in California or Washington State. But we can put many of these agricultural products on airplanes out of our great partners at Delta and others here, of course, at the Salt Lake Airport hub, and take advantage of that. We're also doing very well in transportation equipment. We have high-tech products in that area, parts of the Boeing 787 Dreamliner, for example, made right here in Utah. We have a continued growth in the nutraceutical areas. We have companies that are shipping agricultural products literally so many places that they don't want other people to know about it because their competitors are going to find out and take advantage of those marketplaces as well. Another advantage, of course, we have is we speak 130 languages or so in this state. Some have said we have more per capita speakers of a second language than anybody in the country. And that's a huge advantage when you're doing cultural interaction, trying to shake hands, share a business card with a business executive around the world, if you can speak his or her language. And we've got that capacity in the state.
Mm. Just about a minute left. But what's the first step for a Utah business that's, you know, thinking about expanding beyond the nation's borders? What kind of advice would you have for people who are eyeing the international market?
First, great question. First of all, I'd make sure that they feel comfortable with their own business plan, that it's going to work in domestic setting. But they should give us a call or go on our website, wtcut.com, wtcut.com. And we are steps away from the Governor's Office of Economic Development, steps away from the USTAR folks, and somewhere in between there, we'll give you answers about opportunities that are overseas for you, working with our partners all over the planet.
Lou Kramer, he is the founding president and CEO of World Trade Center Utah, finding its new home at the City Creek Center. And Lou, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Jennifer, very much.
City Views is a production of KCPW News in Salt Lake City. Thanks to Lauren Hendrickson. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. Coming up tomorrow, 20 years of fresh local food will mark the anniversary with the Downtown Farmers Market. So join us for that tomorrow. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier Pierce.